that up a little bit. Awesome job, guys. See, I like when they do worship because we all know that Regina can sing. We hear her sing all the time. But we don't know, a lot of y'all don't know how well Joey sings. And we're still in that process of trying to get him to sing more. Joey's awesome, throws an awesome harmony. Amen. Well, Dan, why don't you pray for me? Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you, Dan. Lord had to remind me what I was talking about. Forgot what I was talking about. That's rough, isn't it? Do what? Oh, yeah, if you need to. Are you hot? Is it blowing out cold air? It's been on 75 about all day. Can't get it cooler. Doesn't feel like it's blowing out cold, does it? Let's turn this one down over here. Turn that one down, Bracken. That'll cool it off. This one's not working. That can do the trick. That one will cool us off. All right. All right. Read a couple of scriptures. I was thinking about this earlier today. One in Book of Romans. Chapter 1:5. We'll have to read 4. Who is declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all Gentiles for his name's sake. Just thinking about how faith and obedience are tied in together. Scripture in the book of 1 John, chapter 5. Is that one working over there? Ah. We'll get it going. In 1 John 5:1, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of Him, and by this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and observe His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome, or wearisome, or heavy, or grueling, that word can also mean. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. He's thinking about obedience because they're really tied in together. I'll read something in a minute and talk about some stuff I talked about this week in communion. And have you ever found maybe in your walk or Christian walk where obedience can become like a burdensome, you know, or heavy, or like, oh, man. You know, I've been there before, right? And what the Lord wants to bring about in our lives is like the joy of obedience. You know, where obedience is not a burden, but obedience is a delight. And once we tap into the resources that God has for us through faith, as we'll see here in a minute, then we'll understand. Because if we've been on our own trying to do what God requires of us, then we will fail. And then it will become, we'll drift over. We were talking about last night in the book of Daniel how we drift toward the law. But I'll read something. This guy, I think his name's Evan Hopkins. It is true that all God requires of us, we lack. That's the truth, right? That's good news. It is true that all God requires of us, we lack. But it's also true that all we need, He supplies. Isn't that a great statement? It is true that all God requires of us, we lack. But it's also true that all we need, He supplies. The believer can give thanks that God has supplied all his needs as to standing. The same God engages to supply all his need as to walk. Well, all our supplies, all of our needs, even walking with him. But while we see God's requirement and recognize God's provision, let us not overlook our responsibility. Okay? This is where faith comes in. When we fail, it is to this our failure may be traced. It is not because the provision has been insufficient for us or unavailable or far off, but because the channel has been obstructed. The avenues of the soul have been closed so that the need has remained unsupplied. Our responsibility lies in the exercise of faith. Okay? And one good... What's that? I will. I'll copy it. And I'll copy it and paste it and all that kind of stuff. And it's for y'all. And it's really encouraging to me because if we start at the place of faith and realize that we really lack all that God requires from us, but He supplies that lack, that's encouraging to me. Isn't it to y'all? I know I may be pathetic, but it does, it's encouraging to me. In the book of 1 Peter, Chapter 1, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who reside as aliens scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, who are chosen, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying... Here's how it normally reads, and this is how it reads just regular in the New American Standard. According to the foreknowledge of God, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, to obey Jesus Christ and be sprinkled with His blood, may grace and peace be measured to you in the fullness. But here's how it kind of reads. You know, if it reads it straight from the Greek, which I think is better. According to the foreknowledge of God, by the sanctifying work, it is holyizing. We said that word before. Sanctifying means to make holy. The sanctifying work of the Spirit into obedience. And be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ. So part of the sanctifying work of the Spirit for us is to launch you into obedience. Okay? So that's the part of the work of the Holy Spirit, to cause you to believe, to equip you to obey what God is requiring of you. Isn't that cool? So the sanctifying, which means that God is always at work in us, right? Scripture tells us that. God is always at work in us, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. That's what sanctification means. He's always at work in us. And then it tells us in Philippians 2 to work it out. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That means to cooperate with Him. Cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit going on in you, because He is the one within you that causes you and equips you to obey the Lord. Okay? That I can't even obey Him without the Holy Spirit. Isn't that good? That makes me feel better, especially in your failures when the Lord is so good and when He tells you something like, see, you weren't trusting me here, or you weren't doing this or that here. Linda, I think your presence is required here. Okay. Now, Galatians chapter 3. And we know one scripture I was thinking of today, but in Ephesians 2, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good, the purpose of good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So He's already prepared the good works for you to walk in. So if He's already prepared the good works, He's already prepared the power to walk in them. Amen. So that's why it's so important as we cooperate with the Lord, and we're cooperating with... I can't hardly talk today, can I, Stephen? I'm going to have to get Stephen to come up here and slap me or something. We cooperate with... Obedience is just not obeying a bunch of rules, really. Obedience is just following the Lord in obedience to Him, a path that He's already cut and the power that He's already given, right? So that really just takes a surrender, doesn't it? A surrendered heart. I want to finish reading what this guy says. He lived back in the 1800s, so sometimes his their terminology is a little different. Because it is impossible to exaggerate the all-sufficiency and never-failing efficacy of the provision which God has made for His children in Christ for their sanctification, we may step out upon every duty, however difficult, without any anxiety. Okay? This is what it means to live by faith. Okay? You step out in every duty without any anxiety because you're so confident that He's going to do it. I want to get there, don't y'all? I'm not there. Even thinking about coming over talking, you know, when you have to get up and speak sometimes, that can create a lot of anxiety, you know? So I'm really, I was praying that prayer today, Lord, I'm stepping out in faith and I'm trusting You. However difficult, without anxiety, we can rest in His name in every trial without fear. We can receive all His dispensations, however mysterious, without doubt or murmuring. And we can yield up ourselves and all of our members of our body without reserve. Faith in all these aspects must be brought into exercise. This is our part. This is what we do. And here is our responsibility. There must be the courage of faith. What I just read, the stepping out, is the courage of faith, right? Talked about that, and we'll talk about that in a minute, how faith has substance, faith has to have food, you know, but faith also has to have fearlessness or courage. You've got to step out in faith. Then there's the rest of faith, that you rest, you enter in into God's rest of faith because He's already accomplished it. So I rest inwardly in my emotions at rest because I know that He's faithful, that He's already done it, He's already been there. And I just kind of step into that. When I say I kind of step into that, you realize this is every word that God gives me is for me, right? I'm just sharing with you what He's spoken to me. So, and I'm not there in this. I want to get there too. The receiving of faith, or He has the receptivity to receive of faith. There's the receiving of the faith, and the surrender, where I yield myself to this. So you have the courage of faith, the rest of faith, the receiving of faith, and the surrender. Those are my responsibilities. It is then that our need becomes linked to God's provision. Isn't that cool? Again, I'm going to read that whole little thing again, okay, because it's just so cool. Faith in all these aspects must be brought into exercise, and here is our responsibility. There must be the courage of faith, the rest of faith, the receiving of faith, and the surrender of faith. It is then that our need becomes linked to God's provision. How precious is the promise, "My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus." My God, the Apostle's God, what He realized Him to be, shall supply, shall fill to the full, all your need, temporal or spiritual, present or future. Your need, not always the same as your desires, that's true. Your cravings, but what God says you need. He knows your real wants. And mark the measure, and He marks the measure of the supply. according to the riches of His glory, not out of, that would have to be, have been blessed, but according to, that is, in proportion to His riches. That's a good little meaty chunk right there, isn't it? But in Galatians 3, I talked about this today, the other day. I think I did, Lily. I'm not sure. All right, Galatians 3:1. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you before whose eyes Jesus Christ was publicly portrayed as crucified? This is the only thing I want to find out from you. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Or that actually means the hearing of faith. Are you so foolish, having begun your walk with the Lord by the Holy Spirit? Are you now trying to be perfected by the flesh? Or, in other words, are you trying to obey by your flesh? See, what happened was these churches he's writing to and these people heard the gospel. They heard the good news. Okay, and they were all received the Holy Spirit. And that's how they got started. You know, a real release of the Holy Spirit. He was real to them and powerful. Then these, what's called Judaizers, came in. These Jewish Christians who were telling them that they needed to keep the law, that that wasn't enough, that you needed to obey all these other things, and the Spirit wasn't, you know, that was just part of it. The other part is you got to keep all the law. And it was confusing them, you know. And now they were trying to do all this, so Paul's writing them again to straighten all that out. Say, look, hey, you've been bewitched, you know. This is witchcraft. It's sent by the enemy to confuse you. Remember how you got started? It was the hearing of faith. Let's talk about that in just a second. Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit, with the Spirit? Are you now trying to be perfected in your walk with God by this flesh? Did you, this says in the New American Standard, did you suffer so many things in vain, if indeed? But that word suffer means to experience. Did you experience all these good things, is what he means, in vain, if indeed it was in vain? So then does he who provides you with the Spirit and work miracles among you, did he do that by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? And that word miracles there is what I think we talked about this in communion the other day. We think of miracles as, you know, raising from the dead and, you know, blind eyes opening. That's all good. But what in context, what he's talking about here is living, the power to live, the power to obey. You know, that miracle of being conformed into Christ's likeness, trying to do it on our own, isn't that, you know, by obeying the law. But what he's saying is the Holy Spirit is there empowering you. That's how you got started. And that's how we got to finish this deal, working miracles among you. Hey, it's a miracle to live. Did y'all know that? I mean, it's a miracle to walk in joy and not walk in depression, right? It's a miracle to walk in peace and not anxiety. Those are miraculous things. Those are works by the Spirit. And all of it started with the hearing of faith. That's where this faith, you know. And I was kind of seeing it like this the other day, you know, because Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord, right? So I kind of saw it like boxes. Like you have this box, God speaks. The word comes from Him. That's His power, His all-sufficiency is what we say. There's the Lord, right? That box. Okay? And then within that box is another box. Hearing. You hear it. Just like you're hearing me now. The Lord speaks. The Holy Spirit spoke, you know, to them. Or God speaks a word that, you know, my God shall supply all your needs according to the riches and glory. That's the word of the Lord, right? He speaks. And so faith is birthed out of that. You know, the hearing comes out of that. So faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. So you got the word of God. Within that box is the hearing. And now within the hearing is my response. Another box. You know how boxes open up in another box? Faith. Right? Faith gets it overcome, like it said in 1 John. You know, this is the victory that has overcome the world. Faith.
You know, that's what activates all this stuff. That's what how I receive by faith, right? How I step out by faith. How I rest in faith. And that's what he keeps talking about. I love that word, the hearing of faith. And the cool thing is that even the part of our faith is that God speaks the word first. I can't have faith in nothing, right? Right, Stephen? You just can't have faith. You got to have something. And I saw this again like a piece of fruit on a tree, right? That's the word. God speaks. Okay? When I grab it like this, that's hearing. And then when I bite it, that's faith. Okay? That's how we're to live our lives, our Christian life. That way, in everything, every situation, everything that we've, when we wake up in the morning from all the stuff that, how many of you first wake up and think of all the stuff that you have to do that day? Right? Well, we can exercise faith there. Because you know what? In the Spirit, there's fruit there. God has spoken, trust me. You can rest in me with no anxiety, no fear, right? Casting all your anxiety on the Lord because He cares for you. And in every incident, every one of the situations, I believe too, there's a word fashioned for you. God fashions that word. You know, we hear Bishop talk about that. It talks about that in the book of Ezekiel, that God fashioned a word for Ezekiel. And see, for Angela, there's a word fashioned for you every day, every moment. When you wake up with all that stuff piling on you. You know, you got to get Holly to school. You got to get, you know, all this stuff. You got to, you know, you got a job. You got Stephen working for you, you know. And so there's this response that God is waiting for. And this response is faith. Because the fruit's already there. Okay? He's already been there. He's already created the good works that I'm supposed to walk in. And so the hearing is activity. I grab that. And then I bite into it and it becomes, that substance now becomes part of me. Faith is substance. I can bite into it. See how simple-minded I am? God has to speak to me that way because things make sense to me. So the Lord fashions words for me like that. Like the box thing. The hearing of faith. And I go back and read this a lot because when I find myself getting frustrated with my walk or my failures or whatever, I can guarantee you that I have drifted back in to the works of the law. I'm now trying to be conformed, perfected, or even power from my flesh instead of the hearing of faith. Learning how to live life that way. You know, learning how to do this or do communion or get up and give work. I mean, all that's just by faith. Or when I go take my girls home tonight because I know what they're going to do. Dad, let's go to Sonic. You know, let's go somewhere. And, you know, and I'm like, you know, I'll be in a battle with them about that. No, you know, we've already got stuff at home and we don't need to, you know. But in my mind, see, as the Lord is just kind of laying this out before me, I see the fruit there, you know. The faith, the word of the Lord. For me. Okay? Grab it, Craig. Bite it. You know? That is the parts of faith for me when I step out trusting Him. All right, Lord, you knew this situation was going to happen here. You know, you've already got a word. You've already been there. That makes sense. And I'm going to step out. I'm going to rest in faith. I'm going to rest in you. Because you've already got the victory, right? Victory's already been won. I'm going to, you know, the rest of it. Take it, let it become part of me. Receive His provision and obey it, right? All right, verse 5. I'll try to keep you too long. Then, does he who provide you with the Spirit and work miracles among you do it by the works of the law? No, it's by the hearing with faith, combined with faith. Even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are the sons of Abraham. The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all nations will be blessed in you. So then those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham, the believer. And let me read how this is originally written. The ones who are living out of faith are blessed. If you're living out of faith, you are blessed. Right? And it goes on. I don't want to lack of time. The righteous man shall live by faith. In order that Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham, might come to the Gentiles, that we receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And then he goes on in the rest of that chapter in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six more times, he gives the word promise. Promises. Again, that's how we live. We now live by the promises of God, right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. And so, that was one thing I was going to add. I forgot about what that fruit represented. Got a little ahead of myself, didn't I, Lily? The promises of God and everything. Right? Literally, guys, there's nothing we face where there's not a promise of God there for anything. Right? It's there. Spoken. God has that word. God has that fruit. Right? And we live the rest of the time on the earth by those things, by that. If I can see it with you, the Lord may do something different for you. He may show it to you like a watermelon patch. I don't know. But that promise of God in every situation is there. The Word of God. Right? My response in faith is nothing more than simply grabbing that piece of fruit, pulling it off the tree, and eating it. That's responding to the promises of God. Abraham wrestled with that, and he finally got it. After 25 years, the last year, when Sarah became pregnant, it was 20 or 25, he finally got it. And it was this, that whatever God speaks, He performs. And then Scripture says, and Abraham was justified by faith. When he got that one simple thing, God, if you speak it, you perform it. So even in my obedience, when you speak it, you perform it within me. All I have to do is respond by faith to that. Isn't that incredible? That Joey doesn't have any more ability to obey than Dan does, or that I do, or Pat does, or Edith. That we all have the same. We all have. I was reading something a guy wrote about even victory in Christ, when Christ gives you victory. He said, Christ doesn't give you victory to empower you over victory, so tomorrow you'll be empowered. You'll have to trust Him just the same tomorrow for the victory. So we'll have to trust Him just as much, you know, now, tonight, tomorrow, when we wake up. And I love how the Lord set the day, especially the Jewish day, because the Jewish day, when the sun goes down, that's the end of their day, right? And so you go to bed, or is it the beginning? Is it the end of the beginning? The end. The sun goes down. Yeah, their day starts, right? When the sun goes down, that's right. That's it. Thank you, Edith. You actually start the new day as the sun goes down. And so you go to bed in a day that God's already started. Yeah. And so you're sleeping in this time in a day that God has already begun. So you wake up into a day that He's already created. And that He's already been there. And that He already has every bit of provision that you and I will ever need. Already. Isn't that cool? We just get to wake up in the grocery store with everything that we need there. All we have to do is waddle over to this aisle or move over to that aisle, right? And the obedience of faith, and grab
whatever we need, whatever aisle it's on, right? Just like the grocery store. Anyway, I'll stop with that. If I keep going, I'll keep repeating myself. Anyway, may we all learn the obedience of faith, and may it become greater revelation to us more and more and more. That's my heart, because I want to learn what I've had, the obedience, the rest, the provision, because I might still have a tendency to freak out a little bit. I don't know if y'all do. Read it one more time, and then we'll be through. Faith in all these aspects must be brought into exercise, and here is our responsibility. There must be the courage of faith, the rest of faith, the receiving of the faith, and the surrender of faith. And did you get that? You even receive the faith. To exercise the faith. God has done that. He said Christ gave to each man a measure of faith. So He even gave you the faith to have the faith. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.